Hey guys, my name is John, and you're listening to the Tech Data Pro podcast. It is week 33 of 2024, Sunday, the 18th of August. You're very welcome. So last week I was on vacation and I didn't put out an episode as a result, but I'm back now and I have an interesting thing to talk about. So let's get started. So this week I decided it was time to give grepr.org a fresh look. To recap, Grepr is my web search engine that I've been building since last year. It is a generic search engine with about 6 million web pages indexed so far. The logo I was using was pretty ugly and was only meant as a temporary placeholder. Recently, the AI engine in X, formerly known as Twitter, which is named Grok, was updated to include the ability to generate images from a text prompt. I thought it would be interesting to use it to generate a new logo for my Grepr service, as frankly, I am no good at graphic design. I already have a premium account on X, so I already had access to Grok. Now, if you're watching the video version of this episode that I normally post on X or YouTube, you will see some of the results from Grok, which I think you would agree look great. Frankly speaking, I was amazed at how easy it was to generate these logos using simple prompts. The prompts that I used to generate these images were as follows. Firstly, I asked Grok to draw a Grepr logo in white and blue with a white background and a cyberpunk style. I like cyberpunk, what can I say, and I think it's a good fit for what Grepr is all about. Grok gave me some nice images, and there was one in particular that I liked, but I wasn't quite happy with it, and I wanted to try to see if I could tweak it. So secondly, I asked Grok to draw the previous image again, but this time to use the color, and then it's a hexadecimal value, instead of blue. Here I found that Grok did not copy the previous image as requested, but generated a whole new one instead. It also failed to use the hexadecimal colors I provided. At this point, I asked Grok how it recognized colors and what kind of values was it expecting to receive as input. And it did say that it was okay with hexadecimal values as it was using, or RGB values. So in principle, this should have worked. So I went back and tried for a third time, and this time I typed in the prompt, draw the previous image again, but this time use a different hexadecimal value as the background color. And again, it gave me a new image. It was a little bit frustrating because some of the images that it was generating were almost perfect, and I just wanted to tweak those images in a single session. But every time it was giving me a new image. I was probably doing something wrong. I'm new to this technology, so it may have been an issue between the chair and the keyboard, as they say. But yeah, it was a little bit frustrating that every time I was doing it, it was generating a brand new image. In saying that, the new images were themselves very interesting. So finally, I went with the following prompt. Draw a logo for the web search engine Grepr in a cyberpunk style with a white background. Here it consistently generated images with white backgrounds and gave me the results I was hoping for. So perhaps it is better at parsing named colors rather than hexadecimal colors. That's just a guess on my behalf. In addition to logo generation, I can also see a compelling use case for content creators like me, namely using tools like Grok to generate images to use in podcast videos. The podcast that you're listening to right now, if you're just listening to the audio, I also generate videos for these episodes. I put them on X, I put them on YouTube, and I use stock photography and stock videos from free sources online to make those videos look a bit more interesting. I think it would be very nice to start using AI to generate some images for those videos as well. And that is something that I intend to start to experiment with going forward. So what's the main takeaway from this exercise? The main takeaway for me is that if I was a graphic designer who had built a career on designing logos and I was charging, startups and so on for logo design and graphic design for their branding, I would be very, very concerned. Frankly speaking, I was shocked at the quality of the images that were getting generated by Grok. And not only that, but they were really keeping in style I was not just asking for cyberpunk style images, but it was also pulling in, you know, references from popular media. Like, for example, I was asking it to generate logos in the style of Tron Legacy, the movie, for example, that I really liked the aesthetic from. Grok was able to understand what I wanted. It was able to understand the color palette coming from Tron Legacy and the design aesthetic in terms of ultra slick and modern and electronic and lots of blues and lots of neons. It just got it. Like, from a few simple commands in the prompt, it really understood what I wanted. And that was very impressive. The natural language processing skills to parse from the prompt what I wanted and to interpret my intent, that's quite impressive. But then equally, perhaps exceedingly more impressive, in fact, is the ability to take those simple prompts and generate something real, generate something that is actually usable immediately, and generate that within a few seconds. It's very fast as well. The only other minor complaint I would have is that the images that are generated are relatively low resolution, and I couldn't figure out a way to increase the resolution or, you know, modify the width and the height of the image. It just gave me a fixed size image every time. But it's a small thing to live with for now. And I'm sure as the guys at X are working on this product, they will continue to iterate and they will continue to make it better. So kudos to those engineers. They built a really great product. And yeah, I'm impressed. I'm very impressed with what they built in such a short period of time. And I think it's really interesting to see how aggressive they've been in terms of their product roadmap at X since the new leadership have taken over from the previous guys who were not really doing anything, to be frank. So I've been quite impressed with the speed at which the product feature set in X is iterating. And I think Grok is definitely a big value add. So what else did I do this week? Apart from the revamped logo on grepper.org, I also updated the CSS style sheets there to match the color palette from the logo. So you can see the results on the website grepper.org. That's GREPPR.org. And if you're looking at the video, you can also see some screenshots within the video of what that looks like now, both in terms of the before and after. And I think you'll agree that the new logo is a lot more interesting than the previous one, which was very basic and kind of ugly. In terms of media that I'm enjoying this week, I have started to read Maelstrom by Peter Watts, which is part two of his Rifter series. I read the first book a few years ago, which is called Starfish. Very interesting book. If you like his book, Blindsight, which is his most famous book, I would definitely recommend checking out the Rifter series next. I believe there are four books. I have two in my possession. And the first one was great. Second one just started, but seems to be equally high quality. If you like hard science fiction with a darker edge, let's say, I would definitely recommend checking out the work of Peter Watts. Start with Blindsight. That's his best book. But after that, yeah, check out the Rifter series. It's been a lot of fun so far. Okay, I will leave it there, guys. I will talk to you again next week, and I wish you all a great week. Take care. Bye-bye.